T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. Middle of the week. It's a Wednesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and you should not attend work today. You should not even work from home.
Okay, I'll leave.
Because the next 4 hours are broadcasting gold.
Mm-hmm.
Al, if we could never have more than what we have today. We have it all. We have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting guests.
Yeah.
Great topics.
Yeah.
Tremendous giveaways. And controversy everywhere you look. Where are you going to get more than this?
No idea.
And on top of all that, we are in the midst of determining the finest caller in the history of this radio program.
Oh.
And before I go into the drama in Yankee Stadium last night, the drama at Lincoln Financial Field.
Ooh.
Trolling! the drama in Milwaukee. There was drama in Milwaukee.
Yes. A lot of people.
We're unhappy. Rhea and I have a lot on Milwaukee winning.
Speaking of trolling, I plan to do it in every update.
And we will. You have every reason to. And we will address your Deion Sanders problem. Because
idiot.
His teammate's on our show at 9 o'clock.
I'm sure he does.
Ooh.
Michael Irvin. Mike, Deion Sanders must be called Coach Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Short for Prime.
Well, that's not an ego there.
That's not an ego. But I'm going to ask Irvin, who had a bigger ego. Him or Sanders. Because Irvin now, very big ego, too.
Everybody better calls him Michael.
Oh, I'm going to find out. But first, let us get our next contest going. The top 4 seeds all advanced in our first round. They have all moved on to the next round. Arsenani, Eagle Shirley, Simon John, and Kenny from the Dirty 30. Now we are with the 5 versus, what do they play, 12. 5 versus 12.
That's always 12. A tough one.
That is a tough one,
basketball.
And it's controversial, too, because I took some negative feedback on a call by one of these two individuals after his call yesterday. Ava Grant, what is our first match this morning on our internet poll?
It's brought to you by Armin Cadillac. The all-new 2021 Escalade has arrived. Thinking Escalade, think Armin Cadillac. Great people, great price, ArminCadillac.com. Who is a better caller on the WIP Morning Show? Mark in Mount Laurel, Levi.
Now, technically, that should be was, since Levi is no longer with us, and Mark doesn't call very often.
Hmm.
But it's Mark versus Levi, and that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Al, I'm going to give the nod to Mark, because in our formative years, he was one of the biggest callers. Levi, however, was the best at trolling me. He attacked me, Al, normally on Friday mornings, and he often challenged my sports knowledge. How dare he?
Mm-hmm.
But I love him and I miss him.
Yeah.
Al?
Well, if you have an award named after you, you have to win,
the
right?
The Levi the trophy. Rhea, yeah. Levi?
Levi, not just you, he killed. Right. On Saturday mornings, he would crush Eskin, and I enjoyed it every Saturday morning.
I would have enjoyed that more than when he was crushing me. Ava?
Levi.
All right, so we are, but Levi is a 12 seed here.
Wow.
So whatever.
That's what happens.
And we do have, by the way, today, not yet, today, we have actual real questions too, Al. Because we have drama going on, and we need public opinion on that, too. And the well, why don't I take you through the day, a day in the life of the Phillies yesterday.
Oof.
It all began early in our show when the story broke on Inquirer.com by our own Marcus Hayes that the Philadelphia Phillies, in a league where 22 of the 30 teams have an 85% or higher vaccine rate, the Phillies were hovering around 50%, which they do not prioritize whether that's the lowest, but it's incredibly low.
Yeah, yeah.
Incredibly low. So that news comes out. And then a few hours later, they're doing the pregame show right here on 94 WIP.
Yeah.
Scott Fransky in the booth arrives, GM, a very unhappy GM.
Yeah.
Well, you listen to his voice. You tell me.
Yeah.
Sam Fold is here to break some bad news.
Where's he been?
Here it is.
And welcome back to Phillies on Deck. Scott Fransky with you, and we're joined by Sam Fold, the Phillies general manager. And we don't often get the chance to do this here, but the breaking news, unfortunately not good news. Sam, what can you tell us about some late roster moves that are just being made now?
Yeah, unfortunately, just found out about this, you know, during batting practice. We've got, you know, a couple other COVID-related issues, unfortunately. So, we got bit. Bailey Falter and J.D. Hammer are going to be out and placed on the COVID IL, and we will call Mauricio Yovera, who's been up and down quite a bit recently, and we'll have Mickey Moniak recalled as well.
That'll work.
Oh.
Let's try that one again. Hammer stinks. That's no loss. Falter's not terrible.
No, he gives
you
innings.
Here's the problem with Falter.
Twice now?
Twice in
wow.
2 weeks.
That's not acceptable.
Because, see, if you're not vaccinated, you have to go through a different set of protocols in baseball. You have to be tested. All these people that got vaccinated may be coming out positive. No one will know. They don't have to be tested. They have no symptoms. They keep playing, right? But if you have not been vaccinated, you must constantly be tested, and you can test positive. And as soon as you do, boom. 10 days. 10 days you can't play.
Here's what we know. We're not, as you pointed out, you're not changing anybody's mind.
No, not why. Okay. I'm not attempting to.
So, okay, fine. They're not going to get vaccinated. Why are they not required to wear a mask?
Well, I don't know that. The protocols do not require that right now. Well, but you have all this extra testing. And here's the problem over and over. If there are people on the team that are testing positive, and half of the people on the roster are vulnerable to test positive, it's going to keep happening. Do you understand now? If somebody, let's say today Aaron Nola got the shot, right? He doesn't have to be tested anymore. He is done as soon as he's cleared the shot regimen. It's the rules. I didn't make them up. I'm just telling you.
I don't understand. How do the Yankees players get vaccinated and tested didn't play?
A few of them were breakthroughs, and other ones were part of the 15% that didn't get vaccinated.
Didn't they test him because he came back from the All-Star break?
Yeah, that might have been.
They thought he gave it to Hank Aaron's winner.
Yeah. Well, they thought because he was at the All-Star game, right. I'm assuming that's why he got tested.
Whatever it is, they all got caught and they all can't play. And how are you going to make moves at the trade deadline when you don't even know when you're going to lose the next player? And then we'll get to Nola, who, frankly, Rhea, you were watching him last night, knowing now what you know.
Yeah.
I'm not getting vaccinated, and I'm not going to tell you why. Did it make you root hard for him last night?
No, it made me annoyed, especially because it was very clear he was rusty after 2 weeks.
He hadn't pitched in two weeks because of COVID. Yeah. He comes back. He stinks. Do you understand the team he was pitching against?
No.
The New York Yankees currently have. Are you ready for this? 17 players unavailable.
That's insane.
You only get 26.
Yeah.
Six of the 17 are COVID.
Yep.
11 are injured.
Yes.
17 players. They had a guy. And what is not even one of the 17, their best hitter, LeMayo, had to not play, got a stomach
flu. And an old guy killed him.
Some guy, Brantley, I didn't even hear of him before. He was a catcher playing first base. Hit a home run.
Yeah.
It's the first home run he's hitting since 2017. That Nola was serving up. It was awful. Nola, I'm going to be. Can I be honest? I'm not rooting for him now. I can't. I don't like him.
It's hard to.
I don't like him.
I guarantee you, you're going because I saw it. I saw it on Twitter where people are going. I think it was Giglio had the best thing. This team's exhausting. You want to have this team that you're going to root for down the stretch, and this could strike at any time and screw all of your chances.
That's why it's such a big story. Half these players could keep testing over and over and over again. And then we got Nola after. I'm not going to play any highlights, Al. It was annoying. It was a home run derby. 6 homers, 4 by the Yankees, a couple by people no one ever heard of. The fans out there.
Call them the Yankees.
I didn't know anybody
there.
All right. And they still somehow beat our team. And here's Nola explaining why he was lousy last night.
Yeah, it was on my longest stint not pitching since I've been up. But no, I felt normal. Felt okay up there. Just got out a couple big jams and then hit a couple runs. You know, didn't really didn't limit the damages much as I could.
Now he won't take a vaccine. Would he take a shot of adrenaline?
Well, he's always been like he's very low key.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
maybe he needs
he was
a,
he was not he was not on top of his game. But oh, no, a lot of people weren't.
I had like 80 pitches by the, you know, by the fifth.
And now I present to you without commentary a piece of amazing irony, because Nola was then projecting the chances his team has to win this race, and listen to what he said.
Yeah, we got a lot of games left. You know, a lot of starts left. We just got to stay healthy.
And that's not the way to go there.
We just gotta stay.
I mean, sometimes the tone deafness of people is astonishing.
We gotta stay healthy. No, I won't take the shot. I just pitched poorly because I was down for 2 weeks because I didn't take the shot. Somehow we have to stay healthy, but don't you bring a needle near me. This is the height of irony.
Yep.
And I can't root for the guy. All right, I'll just tell you. Now, Al Girardi has been as namby-pamby as you could be.
Yeah, have
now,
to be.
I would not be. Oh. I would be a loudmouthed bull jerk.
I tried that in Tampa with the football coach. Didn't work.
I would be fined every single day.
Yeah.
In fact, they would put a gag over me, Al, so I could not speak.
Well, the players might do that.
Because here's Girardi lying. Girardi's like, you got to know this before you hear this. Yeah, the Yankees are dealing with it because they're even though they're over the 85%, they had the all-star situation, and they have 15%. Those guys are turning up with the COVID. He's claiming everybody's got it. No, I think there's one other player in the whole league that has been put out because of the COVID. Listen to this. This is not true.
No, I mean, the next person just has to step up. I mean, that's part of it. There's a lot of teams that are going through this now. So the next person just has to kind of step up and take it one game at a time, and you figure out how to win that game, and then you move on to the next day.
Joe, could I have one more cliche before I go on to my next question? No, there aren't a lot of teams dealing with it because a lot of teams got the vaccine. You didn't, and you're going to have to deal with it all year. Al, they can't. I'll say this straight up. They can't win the division if they keep losing players. The next man stepping up. There's a reason why there's a guy in the minor leagues. There's a reason why Moniak is back in the minor leagues. Because he stinks. Do you understand? And when you have to bring him up, he is replacing somebody who is better than him. You are weakening the team when you lose a player. You can't hide your stick your head in the sand on that. It's absurd. It's absurd. Finally, just so you understand, Al, that he really does not have a handle. Girardi does not have a handle on this. Here's him talking directly about the COVID issues.
Yeah, it probably affected a little bit, and it'll affect it tomorrow a little bit as well, obviously, because you're going to be down two arms that you might have used. But again, the next person just has to step up, and it's part of what we're going through this year. Every team's going through it.
No, they're not.
What you can do about
it. They're not going through it. You and the Yankees are going through it, and you had the fortuitous situation when you were playing them. They were missing 17 players, and you lost. They're a corpse, and you lost. You lost to a corpse. Anyway, before I go to the phones, I'm already losing my voice because I'm getting very upset.
Well,
here's what we're doing today, because we have the wheel. Al, you're in charge of the wheel. Be focused throughout the show.
Oh, yeah. That thing goes round and round.
And today, I'm happy to say, is National Junk Food Day.
I love that. Yes.
Now, just so you know, I'm going to give you a couple of clues here, just so you know what we're dealing with. You can name any great junk food, and if we agree on it, you get a spin.
Nice.
But don't try what they have as a junk food in North Dakota, because it will not get you a spin.
Mm-hmm. North Dakota,
North Dakota is the home of Carson Wentz, currently being trolled by the Eagles.
North Dakota.
Right? Theirs is sunflower seeds.
Oh, wow.
That is not junk food.
When I was growing up, I was addicted to those.
Right. Pennsylvania, predictably.
What is it?
Hershey's chocolate.
Oh, yeah, so good.
All right. New Jersey, Al, Oreo cookies.
Not anymore.
Right, look,
they shut the factory. They shut the factory.
I can't help that. And Doritos. I'm sorry, Doritos are Delaware.
Ah, oh.
I don't even. I can't remember the last time I had a Dorito.
Can I tell you? Oh. I never ate Doritos until Clark started eating them, and now it's like a guilty pleasure.
Great
of mine.
Ads.
All right, you will get a spin on the wheel if you can name any. We actually have about 20 of the best. This is listed in order, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
The most popular junk food in America. Name one. Get a spin for a 12 great prize.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. And I had a feeling this might happen, Al. The first caller
who is
on what's going on right now outside Lincoln Financial Field. It did not take long.
Yeah.
There's a lot of photographic evidence behind this.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Wechter sent me some photos, and then I found out 18 other emailers had the same photos.
Mm-hmm.
John is on to kick us off today from Center City. Hi, Johnny.
How you doing, guys?
Johnny, did you see the banner that replaced Carson Wentz at the link?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're still worried about Wentz's feelings. That's why I didn't put Foles' face up there.
See now? That, Al, is a very positive outlook and that they're protecting Wentz's. Here's what I think. All right, John? That trophy was held by many different people when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. They selected Foles' arms to go on the trophy. And then, knowing that it would be more intriguing, they cut out his head. And all you see are the arms. So people were doing, who's wearing a wedding ring? Then they finally found the photo that was actually taken from what they used for the poster.
Mm-hmm.
And the photo shows. Those are the hands. What has happened here, John? Correct me if I'm wrong. Once again, Carson Wentz was replaced by Nick Foles. Is that correct? John?
Hmm? Yeah, Ken.
Are you hearing me, John?
Yeah, I understand that. And like I said,
I have a negative take. You have a you're thinking they're protecting us.
See, I don't think yours is negative. I think it's awesome. The level of pettiness is spectacular.
No,
and I'm here for it.
But petty normally equals a negative.
I'm here for it.
I love it.
Long.
No, I love it, John.
Come on, I mean the way I look at it is his hands did more than Wentz's head.
Yeah. All right, then Al hates this, but I'm going to do it again, John.
What is it?
John, if Wentz doesn't get hurt, do we have that photo?
Oh, stop.
Do we have that photo, John? If Wentz
I don't think so.
We don't have the photo. You understand? I know it's a hypothetical, but I've never been more sure of something in my life. The only reason they have the banner to put up is because Wentz got hurt, because he wouldn't have done it. I want you to picture Wentz going to the sideline, telling Peterson, Philly special. I want to pick. Do you think that would ever have happened if Wentz was the quarterback?
I was just going to say that. No.
No, not a chance. He went down a point, fourth quarter. You got faith Wentz is taking you down to get the lead?
Not at all.
Not one bit. Hmm. John?
I mean, he was hot. He was hot. He was like white hot that time, but I still think he was too inexperienced, where Foles had that calm, cool demeanor.
Absolutely right. John, give me a junk food.
Potato chips.
I need a specific kind of potato chips. You have to name a brand.
Hers.
Hers is ours. It must be hers. Give him a spit.
That's
what I was looking for, John. I need the local
number
guy.
Seven. Four-pack of tickets to see the Reading Fightin' Phils versus the Patriots on the Somerset Patriots, July 31st, 6:45, First Energy Stadium, and it's Mega Blast Fireworks Night.
Al, can you help me with something? Because I was having a very in-depth conversation this morning with Rhea.
Okay.
Rhea and I are similar. We're type A's. We're very emotional.
Type A. Okay.
You're able. When you're watching Aaron Nola.
Yeah.
Knowing now what's going on behind the scenes.
Right.
You're able to watch him and detach yourself from the negative feelings he has created on his attitude about protecting the team and their chances to win. You can put that aside and watch in isolation his performance.
Yeah.
You were at, I was out with Dr. Fish yesterday. He didn't help me.
Well, I'm watching the game. I mean, that's that game. I want to win that game. I mean, I watched the game last night, and I my takeaway was they freaking can't hit with men on base.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, that's always been the case.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, he gives you a certain number of innings. I'm like, the shortstop still can't play shortstop.
Yeah.
Harper goes 3-0 and then strike them, and somebody hits into a double play. I'm like, come on, man. If you're going to get through this, your pitchers are who your pitchers are. You are where you are.
See,
okay?
How we just did this.
You are where you are.
I turned it into a personal thing, and he analyzed the game.
Yeah, but I know. It doesn't matter to me. That game started, and Nola was on the mound. What he did before, what he's going to do after the game, I don't care.
No, I'm looking at him feeling hatred.
But Al, what I'm watching, you can analyze the game and still be annoyed because you're watching him, and you can see he's rusty. And I know why he's rusty.
Yeah, and then he goes, we got to stay healthy, and he won't take the vaccine.
Oh, Eflin's hurt.
Hold on. Eflin's hurt, too,
well,
now.
That's what he,
Dennis is out of line. Let me see. Dennis is an emotional guy. He's very bright. Dennis, you were watching Nola last night. What were you feeling?
I was counting my money because I told you 2 weeks ago that I had 13.5 for the beginning of the year for him winning games on $100. And he misses two games and shows up last night with nothing. He had 101 pitches in less than six.
Yep.
And you know what? On the broadcast, they said, in the games this year, Aaron Nola hasn't gone more than six innings, over 50% of his games under six innings.
And you understand that most of the guys he was facing are minor leaguers?
Oh, they were terrible.
Those are minor league players. That's not the Yankees lineup. It's nothing like their lineup.
That wasn't even their Triple A team. I think that was their double. I didn't know anybody.
No,
Dennis.
Yeah, the catcher.
So here's the thing. This is what I got to know. You know what's going on with him. You heard him tell you he's not going to get the shot. He doesn't care what happens. He won't tell you why, but he's very committed to this. Can you still be a fan of him knowing that?
No.
There it is. There's too much baggage.
Not only is he letting himself down, but he's letting his team down, and he's letting his fans down. Get the darn shot. Science and technology has come this far for a reason. Get the darn shot. Protect yourself, protect your teammates, and get out there and pitch.
That is a great message to start our show. Dennis, give me a great junk food.
I have a quick question for you, though.
Yes.
Last week, I won some tickets on the midday show to go to the game Saturday night. And do you know who the two WIP guest hosts for the fans are going to be?
Who?
James Seltzer and Jack Fritz.
Nice.
Which one should I sit next to?
Wow. Fritz will tell you everything that he thinks you need to know.
About baseball.
But since you won, Dan, you're not in this contest.
Yeah.
215-592.
They're both fun. You'll have a good time with both of them.
Yeah. You'll have a ton of fun. And just the game itself might be a little slow. 215-592-9494. Jump on now. There is room for you. I don't know for how much longer, but there is room for you. And don't forget to vote. In our first match of the morning, we got some great ones today, by the way. But our current match is number 5 seed Mark from Mount Laurel against the legendary late Levi from Overbrook Park.
Legendary.
When we come back, we'll have our actual question for you this morning and tons more stuff. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time is 6:20.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.